Alan Walker and Tired with Gavin James. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
We're delighted to have this fantastic guest.
Hang on, you need a microphone there.
Oh, sorry, delighted.
In the studio, you know him from Live at the Apollo.
Why are you bothering to do an
Dave's
intro for him?
One Night Stand, the Channel 4 Comedy Gala. John Visage, only joking.
No. Didn't do that.
No.
Anonymous and RT2.
No.
A while back.
And that's too long ago. Don't
as we mentioned, the Guinness World Record holder for tickets sold at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
I don't know who. Someone's popped in that Guinness thing.
It can't be true. Like, you're not
that
popular.
True.
Yeah.
No, it's
true.
I remember that.
No, I'm definitely selling the most tickets, all right.
Jason Byrne.
Oh, how are you?
Burno. Story.
He's all right.
Yeah.
That's quite a golf tournament clap
there.
That
was a bit of a golf one, wasn't it?
That you
was
play.
Four under.
Have you played golf since you hurt your knee?
I have. I played golf in Finland. I was just in Finland recently. Have you met those lads? There's these Finnish comics who are really nice. Like, so nice. It's really difficult to, I don't know how we live as comics when you see them. They clap each other off the stage.
What?
They stand in a line, and when you finish a gig, they all do 20 minutes each in Finnish, and then you have to do it in English at the end. And when you come off, they're in the line, and they go, thank you for the gig, thank you for the show, thank you for the gig, and they shake your hand, and they pat your back.
Where's their bitterness?
There's none. They don't have any. And they have a guy who's always gigging there, and he's rubbish. And they don't want to tell him.
Oh, no.
So they go, well, he's okay, he's fine. And we just give him less time now and again. And I'm sure one day he might get better. But they don't want to tell him.
Would you like to hear a man swearing at a bear in Finnish?
Yeah.
That's basically, there's a black bear has walked up to this guy's gaff in Finland.
Yeah.
And you think, how are you gonna do it? A black bear, he's trying to eat all his stuff. He just opens the door and starts swearing at him in whatever the swear words are in Finnish. And the black bear, he turns on his heel. He is gonzo.
Well, you see, that's the Finnish are just tougher.
That's all he's doing, is shouting at the bear.
A bear turned up at a door in Dublin. What the heck? Get out of here! Get the bass and Tony! There's a bear on the donkey! Leg it!
The big
frying pan! The big one!
Get
the big... Yeah!
I went to Finland a couple of years ago. Yeah. I really liked the place. I went to the Ice Hotel up in the north. I was up around Lapland.
I drove by that.
You drove by it?
Do you know how I drove by it?
You didn't stop the car when you saw a hotel made out of ice.
No, I stopped the snowmobile. Eh?
Oh.
So... I don't know how I got into this. I did 1,000 kilometres on a snowmobile up through Lapland. I did 8 gigs with the lads and it took 10 days.
Sorry, just 3 words. How's your hoop?
Me hoop was up inside
like
my neck.
Like, in fairness, listen, 1,000 kilometres on a snowmobile. But,
okay, snowmobile, you know when you see it in the telly, it's like, wham, wham, wham. This is what a snowmobile sounds like.
Right? It's not James Bond.
No, and the first one was 10 hours.
Oh, come
on. Now, okay, the Finnish people, as I said, are so hard, right? They're just unbelievable. Mm. And I was going, Lance, why didn't you tell me? Like, this is 5 hours in. And they're going, well, we thought you knew. It's only 5 more hours. I mean, 5 more hours? Right? And it was not along the lakes. It was up through mountains.
Oh, God.
And we got to one stage, right, actually, hang on, where we had to come off a lake and up a ramp, right? And the snowmobile is massive. It's a really powerful thing. And they went, okay, Jason, you have to go up the ramp, full throttle, and over the bump, right? I went up the ramp, full throttle. The snowmobile went left. I went right. This is no lie. Smashed down on my hip, right? And one of the lads just came over and just picked me up by the scruff of the neck. And he went, oh, you'll be okay. And put me back on the snowmobile. And then I drove with the biggest bruise. You'll see, it's on my Facebook, actually, if you go searching for it. The biggest bruise on my leg. Massive bruise, right? So then we're driving along. And again, right, now, normally it would have taken them 8 hours, but it took them 10 because of me.
Yeah, right.
Because they're doing 110 kilometres an hour.
On a snowmobile?
On a snowmobile, because you have to go over the bumps so the thing kind of floats.
Oh, so maybe that's what it is like.
Yeah, but no, it still goes... Except I was Paddy Irish Wackery going, the foot is not flat bumps. better be careful there in case I hit one. So I went into the bumps.
Okay.
I went like a wave, in and out and in and out.
It's that thing of thinking that a speedboat is like the sexiest, like cruising. Oh. If you're going on a speedboat, you spend the whole time your neck just going. It's terrible.
I'll just tell you at the end, right? We arrived at this kind of villa thing that the lads had already. There was a cook there and everything, right? I was in bits. I couldn't see. My hoop was in bits, absolutely gone, right? My whole leg was bruised. And then the lads go, okay, sauna. Or sorry, they call it a sauna.
Sauna.
Oh, sauna time. And I went, what, like a sauna? No, Jason, a sauna. Okay, where's that? Downstairs. We'll get your bones and all healed. And I go downstairs. There's six lads in the nip in the sauna, right? There's lads hanging everywhere, right? Yeah, right. And they go, I get into me togs.
Oh.
They don't like that.
And the lads went, what are you doing? Off with the togs in the sauna. So I had to sit there. And you had to sit in this little kind of little bit of paper.
Yeah, they give you a little square of paper to put your butt cheeks on.
Yeah.
So you don't sweat onto the wood.
Yeah.
It's like so sort of hygienic.
Yeah, it's kind of, but once you stand up like this...
Yeah, then it's stuck to your behind.
There's hoop shapes everywhere.
There's a text, Jason says, lads, I was in Helsinki, I crossed the road and the red man was showing on the traffic lights and a 10-year-old girl started berating me in Finnish, just like that fella chasing the bear. Always wait for the green man in Finland. They don't like rule breakers.
No, they don't like that. They don't get that. And you know what? You will never hear a horn beeping in Helsinki of a car.
Oh.
They don't do that. That is like the most offensive thing you can do.
Wow.
So they'll only do it when they have to, right? And I was in the car with my mate. I did the Irish thing. My mate Mika. And I leaned over, went burp, and he just went red.
Oh my God.
Everybody stopped and looked over at him. It was like he'd killed four families. And he went, and he didn't do the Irish thing where he went, you're bleeding, don't be doing that. He literally went, would probably be better if you don't do that again, please. And I went, oh man, sorry, I didn't know it was that bad. He went, yes, it is. It is that bad.
They do have roads in Finland. Why did you have to travel everywhere by snowmobile? Skidoo?
Well, because that was the crack.
That was the crackerjacks.
Was like, we get to all the villages and all the gigs by snowmobile. And we were going up over mountains. And again, we were 5 hours in and stopping for a wee break. And the lads went, okay, we won't stay here too long because lots of bears and wolves. So we better move on.
Right,
again.
You're like, okay, out of here. Yeah. But you did manage to make it home. You spent a bit of time in County Clare recently.
I did. I was in Lahinch. You know it well.
I do know Lahinch.
Yes,
did
I was
you
there.
Go surfing?
I did try to surf it again, and again I look like, you know when you see those dogs videoed on the telly on a surfboard. Mm. Just standing rigid.
Yeah. are you standing though, or are you kneeling?
I'm standing.
Okay.
I'm standing, but I'm standing like being drifted in to the shore. So there's no like kind of, you know, and like bending and twisting. And so I was down there, I always have to go and get lessons off Ben first, the surf school there. And then I didn't realise, like, I met an Irish guy in the sea beside me, right? Because I was getting up then, I was fine. And him and his family, right? They just got surfboards off some mate of theirs. And I watched him get up and fall in, and get up and fall in, and get up and fall in, because he didn't know what to do. Yeah. And I says, man, you want to go to lessons? He goes, lessons, me hoop! He goes, I know what I'm doing. You must stand there, yoga, be grand. I'm not joking. He must have been 2 hours just falling in,
just swallowing seawater.
Refused to be taught, like, because you really have to be shown, don't you?
You do, and I find anytime I've done it, I've had a lesson, and then I get up and I do it, and I start to get a little bit good.
Yeah,
and then I don't do it for 5 years, and then I get another lesson from basics, and then I do it for a week. So like, I have a surfboard that it's just never touched.
Well, I have the surfboard I got on was basically a door. It was like I could have had a party on it.
I could have invited friends over.
Yeah, there was people walking around on the board. your surfboard?
We chatted to you in Kilkenny at the Catlass Festival down there, and you were telling us and everybody there's a text in about it says, did Jason have his vasectomy? I was at the Kilkenny show when
tomorrow.
He said it. It is July. Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Are you nervous?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm really nervous, right? Because I've been, you know, you have to watch a video. Did I tell you that?
You did, yeah. Because you have to
watch the video.
To make sure that you're sure.
Yeah, make sure you're sure that you know that there's no more babies coming. And so I have to go, and everybody says,
you've been biking an hour.
You'll be kickboxing by 12:30.
You'll be on a trampoline with dinner.
He actually does the operation on the trampoline. It's that easy, you know?
I wouldn't be surprised if I arrived as just a trampoline in the corner. Did you not watch the video?
Are you going to document it?
I wonder if I should.
I think you should Facebook Live the whole thing, yeah.
Okay, I will. I'll Facebook Live it. So I don't know what happened. Well, Facebook my face as he's snipping.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't Facebook anything below your chin.
No, that's not going to happen.
Let's not do that.
Does your wife have any sympathy for you?
No. Her answer was, well, I've had two babies. So while you're going to have a little bit of a snip, is that all right?
She's got a point.
I went, yeah. She goes, yeah, well, off you go there, you big baby. She's even talking about me getting the bus back.
She's right.
She goes, I go, can you collect me? She goes, there's a bus stop out there. You'd be grand. You know what I mean? It's like so I don't know. I know what has to happen, but it's...
Yeah.
But that'll be it then.
You'll be just hanging onto the pole on the bus. Would you like a seat?
No, I can't sit down. I wonder if I think I can sit down. But I got a bit of a slope.
Well, you'll know. What time,
you know what I mean?
What time tomorrow is it?
One,
okay, so 25
hours from now.
Look,
everybody's going to be waiting.
Oh, I'm setting an alarm on my phone. Definitely.
Do you have to like
text
not
Jason?
Not eat or anything before it happens? I don't know why, but...
No, you're not to do the other stuff.
How long do you have to wait before you can do the other stuff?
Oh, God.
A week, I'd say, is it?
Well, in the video. No, it's ages. It's a couple of months.
All right, and you'd be like, it's grand, I'm married.
Yeah, I'm grand. Yeah. I don't understand even why I'm getting it done.
We haven't got it. It's a bit quick, isn't it?
We haven't got it penciled in till next year, so
yeah,
2 months will be fine.
Here, gigs, comedy, where can people see you apart from watching your Facebook Live of your vasectomy?
Well, jasonbyrne.ie is a really good place to go and find everything. I am going to be in the Abbey Tavern in Howth on the 13th, which is this Thursday, and then Theatre Royal Waterford on the Friday. And then I'm in the Maritime Hotel in Bantry, and the Royal Hotel in Bray, and then the 23rd of Spirits, or I call it Cush Farraga because it's beside the sea.
Nice one.
It's also doing the sea. And then the Vodafone Comedy Festival.
Yeah, Vodafone Comedy Festival in Dublin.
Ivy Gardens.
The beautiful Ivy Gardens.
You're going to be there, Darren.
I'll be there.
Are you doing your show or is it just him?
No, we're doing the Vodafone Comedy Carnival in Galway, but we're not doing Ivy Gardens.
I will be there with the improv. Actually, we're on last night, it's on every Monday.
Lovely.
And the lads were doing it, I wasn't on last night. But you know who turned up at the show?
Chris Martin.
Yes.
How did I know that? You're joking.
Chris Martin from Coldplay went to the gig.
And then went for pints with the lads afterwards.
He did.
Yeah,
not.
He did.
And that's the night I wasn't on.
I'm puking. I don't believe, you know what, as well?
Go on.
He was down on SBG with John Kavanagh.
He's doing some
training,
arts training.
Puke.
Yeah.
I'm down there as well.
And he went out to Brussels.
Puke as well. Yeah, yeah. I can't believe it.
Are you doing martial arts?
Why are you starting?
Just the way you're sitting.
Look at your man.
You look pretty aggressive.
Look at there. Are you up there? You're doing martial arts there? Do you want to chop suey in the face?
No, but are you doing it?
I tried jiu-jitsu for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And I went into John Kavanagh there. And this is, me and Chris Martin do now have a kind of a connection. Because I went in with John Kavanagh and then he was doing the rolling and he was wearing his suit. And I didn't know you're supposed to let go of his suit when he rolls. And he dislocated me little finger.
Ouch.
It came popping out. And
ouch.
And he told Chris Martin that. And Chris Martin went, I'm not doing that. I need my finger for the guitar.
That's a fair point.
So they just did some pad work or something.
It's risky, all right.
Anyway, yeah, but I can't believe the improv with... God. Sure, Chris Martin did a bit of improv on the night. Because that lovely kid got up in the wheelchair.
Yeah, Rob, I think his name was.
Rob.
Something more.
And he crowd surfed on his wheelchair.
What an Irish moment.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. And then Chris Martin just made up a song with him.
No better than the harmonica. Jason, thanks very much for coming
in. Is the news on now?
No, we don't do news until 12 o'clock.
Is the news the same all the time? It'd be great if it was different every time.
It changes a little bit as the day goes on.
Because, you know, news stories break. And
if you punch Dave in the face, the story will change.
Breaking news!
Hey, you're the one who was starting with martial arts. I'm a pacifist.
This room's a bit angry. We're all starting.
Would you like to introduce Calvin Harris for us?
Is he coming in?
No, just going to play his music. For now.
Okay, which song?
Feels. It's a really good tune.
Feels.
Katy Perry's
in
there.
Don't forget
to
say it's Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Go.
Hi, it's Dermot and Dave on Today FM, and you're listening to Dermot and Dave on Today FM, and this is Calvin Harris of Feels.
Absolute pro.
I know, yeah.
Jason Byrne.
You say I can't do that properly. Don't talk over the song. I hate when you do that.
JasonByrne.ie.
Stop talking over the song.
Talking about you.
No, it's Today FM.